here on Daybreak on CBC Radio 1, and it's time to have a little look at what's going on with culture.
What's happening up there?
That is an ovation of enthusiasm, the like of which we have not seen around these parts for some time.
Culture, painting,
art. Let's talk about music.
Uh-huh. And indeed, it's time for us to catch up on what's going on with culture. Daybreak's Audrey McKinnon joins us each Thursday to dig a little deep into events that are going on. Audrey, how are you this morning?
I am excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing just grand. You've got something for us to look at.
I do, yes. I caught wind of an artist throwing an exhibit starting this weekend in Terrace. She's showing off some of her paintings. And what caught my attention was that in her email, she said the idea of showing her work to people terrifies her. So as a former closet artist, I had to call her to find out more. This is Sarah Zimmerman. I caught up with her at the Terrace Art Gallery setting up the show.
I've been doing artistic stuff my whole life, but I really, I think, developed my love for painting in high school. I had an amazing art teacher and started doing some painting on my own after that, and kind of left it for a while through university, and as an adult, rediscovered it more as a hobby, and then lately have been doing it kind of more full-time as a hobby.
Yeah, why don't we move that?
So it's not an unusual story, but all this time, she's now 38, painting since she was a teenager. She's been making her art and not hiding, but not showing it off either.
I know how that feels, you know, when you're trying to do something creative and you're very nervous about showing anybody what you've done.
Because right.
You're afraid of the criticism. What's Sarah's reason for starting to show off now?
Well, she feels supported. Terrace has a thriving arts community, at least from what I can tell from the few artists I've spoken to there. The artists have kind of banded together. It reminds me of something like the Group of Seven who painted together, or the Rat Pack in the 60s, where talent just kind of sticks together and they all become stronger. And that's definitely been the case for Sarah.
It's a very vibrant community in this little northwestern town. And I think with the encouragement of a number of other artists, my peers in Terrace, I've kind of looked at it as an opportunity to share my work instead of something to be nervous about.
That's Sarah Zimmerman and Audrey McKinnon bringing us her story here this morning. And Audrey, what was making Sarah so nervous to begin with? What was her reason?
Well, you kind of touched on it, actually. There are two things, and we'll tackle one at a time. The first has to do with the judgment of people from outside of family and friends, because, of course, those people do get to see that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm a little embarrassed because you have to put yourself out there and you never know what people are going to think.
And I asked gallery curator Laura McGregor about the self-consciousness as well. So Laura is also an artist and she shows her work. And on top of that, she sees artists going through these transitions regularly when they change the show over every month. And she has some insight into the reasons why people can be protective of their artwork.
You're putting yourself out there. It's a vulnerable thing to do. You're exposing yourself and your thoughts and what you're working on in your private sessions at home in your studio, and maybe along with some close peers or friends or family that for the most part are very supportive. So it is interesting being here and hearing little conversations and overhearing people talk when they like it or dislike it and what their opinions are.
All right, so judgment is one big aspect, mm-hmm. Audrey, but what was the second reason Sarah was nervous?
Well, I have to ask, you brought this up earlier. Are you a closet artist, Russell?
Yeah, I mean, I have this book that I'm working on. At some point it will come out, but God only knows when.
Have you ever gotten to that point where you're going to put it out there?
I've done some, like, comedy acting. Uh-huh. Like, we were on Definitely Not the Opera, Definitely Not the Opera and Madly Off in All Directions a bunch of years ago.
Okay.
But you're always nervous when you're about to walk on a stage.
Okay, yeah. So you might relate to this, too. I'm not sure if it's exactly the same, but Sarah became more nervous with the expectation that she now has to paint a collection of work.
Right.
It has to be done by a certain date. She's committed to it. In this case, it was all done along a specific theme. But listen to how Sarah has overcome that fear and really listen to the change in her voice.
I was terrified that I was taking on something I couldn't do. And with every piece that I finish, I'm amazed that it looks like something real.
Wow, you're right. Right in the middle of just that little clip. So what does it look like? What can we expect from this exhibition?
Well, she's painted a series of works in bright, vibrant colors, and the subject matter is all inspired by the urban backyard backyard animals. So she's done these really cool close-up portraits of roosters' faces, and everything's outlined in thin black lines. There's kind of a freedom about her style, and she's kind of left things imperfect, so you can see where the paint has dripped down the rooster's cheek. But with the deadline and the amount of work she has to do, she hasn't quite made it to the finish line.
It's exciting. I also realize, like every other artist, that I still have a few unfinished pieces that I'll be up until the wee hours completing, but I can imagine where they're going. It's exciting to see it all coming together, and it's always fun when you're in the gallery by yourself and with one or two other people and putting it together before you open the doors to the public.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Well, yes, and the doors open to the public for free on Friday?
They do on Friday, and some of those paintings will be propped up on chicken coop installations and a pig pen. The opening reception is from 7 to 9 with free admission, as you mentioned, at the Terrace Art Gallery.
All right. So Sarah Zimmerman's exhibition coming up on Friday and runs for the month of September in Terrace. So what else is happening in the region?
Well, lots of stuff on Friday. Friday is the Adventure Camp for Deaf and Hard of Hearing Children. Families are welcome, too. And that's through Nestlake Bible Camp in Prince George all weekend long. And you can apply for travel grants as well through NBCHearingSociety.com. Also, all weekend starting on Friday is a conference being held in Terrace. The theme is Retaining Lake Integrity with Economic Prosperity. And presentations are going to be focusing on balancing resource development with lake health. And this Saturday is the grand finale at the Pagera Racetrack in Prince George.
Vroom, vroom.
Yeah, you can catch a decommissioned ambulance. The racetrack has fixed up. The ambulance is going to be used as a mobile first aid station. I actually saw it on Kijiji months ago and kind of like laughed when I saw it. So it's interesting that they snatched that up. I think it was the same one.
Well, it's and given how dangerous racetrack activities can be, it might come into use yet still as an ambulance. Audrey McKinnon, thank you so much for bringing us all these great culture moments, and all the best with the rest of your day.
Thanks.
And we'll talk to Audrey again very soon here on Daybreak.